And we're back live here at Crown Point High School. And it is halftime, where the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs hold a 24-18 lead at halftime. Let's take a look at the scoring in the first half. First of all, for Lake Central, Janelle Kapelinski with one field goal for 3 points. And 3-4-6 on the free throw line for a total of 6 points. Allison Aguilera with a single three-pointer for 3 points. Jenny Britton with two field goals and two free throws for a total of 6 points. And Jamie Auer was 3-for-4 at the free throw line for a total of 3 points. That adds up to 18 points. And for Crown Point, it was Brittany Clements, two field goals for 4 points, both of those in the second quarter. Daniela Torello with a three-point field goal in the first quarter, a two-pointer in the second quarter, total of 5 points. Christy Quigley with a single free throw attempt, did not make it, 0 points. Courtney Perry with 12 points in the game on four field goals and four free throws. She's 4-for-5 at the free throw line. And Angelica Rosbon with one field goal and one free throw in two attempts for a total of 3 points. So Crown Point, 24 points. Lake Central, 18 points. Turnovers, I've got Crown Point for 5, and Lake Central with 9 in the first half of play. Prior to tonight's varsity contest, the junior varsity game saw Lake Central come away with a 33-12 victory here at Crown Point High School. I'll tell you what, we've got time for a halftime feature. Let's go ahead and cue that up here on 89.1 FM, WWLO, and Indiana-Sports.com.
This is Jerry Baker with another Indiana Sports Greatest Moments, brought to you in part by the new Indiana Sports website, HoosierAuthority.com. It was just a Saturday afternoon basketball game, but Elkhart's Northside Gym was packed to the gills to see basketball history. With less than a minute to go in the game, a gifted player from Wawasee stole the ball and drove in for a layup. What happened next is, well, history. More after this.
As the fall sports season rolls on, HoosierAuthority.com is all over it. Every Friday night, high school football takes over. We provide a full scoreboard and stories from games across the state. Our volleyball coverage is also in full swing with scores, polls, and coverage from all the big tournaments. We'll also be webcasting a couple of the big volleyball tournaments in the state throughout the season. Don't forget our volleyball tip of the week feature, updated once a week on the volleyball page as well. Cross country coverage is better than ever with a new feature called the Cross Country Wrap for both boys and girls. This audio piece will be posted every Sunday by running guru Brandon Jones as he revisits the week that was and the week ahead of boys and girls cross country. Prep Sports Weekly is back. This weekly two-hour show breaks down anything and everything in high school sports. Not sure when you can catch the action? Simple. Head to the calendar page on HoosierAuthority.com, where you'll find the dates and times for Prep Sports Weekly, as well as bandwagon stuff and volleyball webcasts. You can also check out Prep Picks, a feature that allows the fan to submit pictures that we'll pull from the site. Need a place to sound off? Go to the forum, sign up for free, and begin typing away. Also, read about our all-sports trophy, our training tips from St. Vincent's Sports Performance Center, and meet the HoosierAuthority.com team. All this and more can be found at HoosierAuthority.com, your Indiana high school sports authority.
On January 12, 2002, the Wawasee and Elkhart Memorial Girls basketball squads faced each other in Elkhart's Northside Gym. Now, this was no ordinary game. You knew that because 5,000 fans screamed themselves hoarse every time Wawasee touched the ball. They were cheering one of the most astonishing basketball players to ever emerge in this elite hoop state, girl or boy, man or woman. Wawasee senior Shana Zolman was playing to break the girls' all-time scoring record held by the legendary Stephanie White. Well, the chances weren't all that good that day. She needed 50 points to do the trick, and even Shana didn't think it would happen. On the other hand, she had been the state's top scorer every year in high school, averaging over 33 points per game for the Warriors. She even shot 95% on free throws. Well, with less than a minute to go, Zolman had tallied an incredible 48 points. She only needed a couple more. Then she picked up a defensive steal at midcourt and drove for the bucket. Everyone saw the smile on her face. Maybe she was smiling because she was honored to be playing for her father and coach, Kim Zolman. Maybe because she had spent most of her young life nurturing this basketball talent that she simply called a gift from God. And maybe because she just wanted to make the basket and end the pressure. And then Shana Zolman, with her smile and her grace and all of Hoosier basketball tradition resting on her shoulders, sank the layup. The place just exploded. Hoosiers know a true hero when they see one. The referee stopped the game and Shana hugged her mother, grandmother, boyfriend, father, and teammates. Shana Zolman ended her high school career with 3,085 points, a record for women. She is only behind the legendary Damon Bailey and Marion Pierce in high school career scoring. What a January day that was, and what a talent. Join me next time for another Indiana Sports Greatest Moments, a production of HoosierAuthority.com, the new Indiana Sports website you can visit today at HoosierAuthority.com. Copyright 2005. I'm Jerry Baker. Be a good sport.
Crowborn High School basketball on WWLO and IndianaDeskSports.com is sponsored in part by Wings of Mercury Web Design. Specialized in web development, design, maintenance, email marketing, web hosting, domain registration, and computer and software training. Information is available at WingsOfMercury.com. Premier Home Lending, LLC, is an Indiana residential mortgage licensee offering conventional FHA and VA mortgages. The phone number for mortgage loan officer Fred Driesenberg is 219-793-6308.
Homes of the 20th century built for the future with uncompromising standards. Larry and Jerry Lupke, general contractors for the homes of the 20th century, have a century of experience. Their phone number is 219-942-0608. That's 219-942-0608. Or visit them on the web at homes20.com. Again, that's homes20.com. Homes of the 20th century are proud sponsors of Crown Point High School Sports.
Crown Point High School basketball on WWLO and IndianaDeskSports.com is sponsored by Lake Cycle, a provider of new Hondas and certified used motorcycles and ATVs with warranties. Lake Cycle is located at 7911 Taft Street in Merrillville. Their telephone number is 219-769-7184. And by Multimedia Music, offering audio production, multilingual voiceover, on-hold messages, jingles, and custom music guides for film, radio, TV, and websites. Their telephone number is 219-662-8857.